This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel in Washington.
And in California, I'm Madeline Brand. It's been 2 weeks since a 7.0 earthquake devastated Haiti. The country has been flooded with emergency aid from foreign governments, the UN, and lots of NGOs. In the chaotic aftermath, it wasn't always clear who was in charge of the recovery effort until now. Yesterday in Montreal, the UN announced a new coordination plan for Haiti. Tony Banbury had a hand in creating that plan. He's the acting deputy head of the UN mission in Haiti.
As of today, we opened something called the Joint Operations and Tasking Center. That center will receive all the priority requirements from the humanitarian community, food, water, shelter, etc. And in that center, there will sit someone from the humanitarian community, someone from the UN military, someone from the UN police, someone from the US military, and they will take on all those requirements and figure out how to meet them there. It's the one place where all the operations will come together in Port-au-Prince. And with that in place, as of today, I'm confident that we are going to be delivering well-coordinated, well-planned operations.
I suppose that you're at a very sensitive juncture right now when it comes to planning for relief because, as we've seen in other natural disasters, relief efforts can down the road end up actually harming the population when these relief camps become permanent.
That is a big concern for us, and that's why it's so essential to have this coordination architecture in place. So the entire range of response from the capitals on down to the field is done in an intelligent manner with experts providing good advice. Shelter and camps is a great example. There had been a proposal to start building camps for 100,000 people, but the rainy season's coming. There are huge water sanitation issues, huge public security issues there. If we have a tent city that turns into a slum and we have to dedicate security resources to it and draw it away from, say, relief efforts, that has big and bad implications. And so we are determined to avoid all of the common mistakes we've seen in the past.
So even if it means that people would have to spend a few more days, maybe weeks, sleeping on the streets, it's better that happens rather than tent camps are hastily put up that then turn into long-term slums?
One of the greatest challenges after a sudden onset natural disaster is that the relief community, the United Nations, we have to do everything at the same time. The Haitian people don't have a day to wait. They deserve and need tents now, but we shouldn't rush to a longer-term solution until we have a very good one, and we're discussing what that solution should be with the government now.
Are all the NGOs on board with this plan, or are some of them just going to operate independently?
I'm sure some will operate independently, and that's not such a bad thing necessarily. If there is an NGO that's long established in Haiti, is perhaps focused on a small geographical area, is very adept at delivering a certain kind of service, they don't necessarily need to be part of this much bigger, complex operation that has been developed. What needs to be avoided is the kind of thing that happened today where someone sends in a ship and puts it off the port of Port-au-Prince with the best of intentions to provide relief supplies, but it's not through an established organization. There's no one to receive it. It clogs up the port. It disrupts distribution channels. And that type of initiative does complicate the smooth operations we're trying to develop.
I want to ask you what it's like for you to personally work there. The UN mission building was destroyed in the earthquake, and many of your colleagues were killed. What's it like for you to come to work now in Port-au-Prince?
For a UN peacekeeper, I think Haiti is the worst place to be now and the best place to be now. It's so hard to be here because friends of ours were killed. I have replaced someone who died in the earthquake, and the people here have all lost friends, and it's difficult. But the Haitian people need our help, and this is where we want to be. And so people are working until midnight every night. We're sleeping on cots in an office. There are about 80 of us sharing a shower. But spirits are high, and there's a strong, strong commitment to do whatever we can to bring help to the Haitian people, and we're getting the job done.
Well, thank you very much.
It's been a pleasure speaking with you.
That's Tony Banbury. He's the acting deputy head of the UN peacekeeping mission in Haiti.